Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor.
Well, we were telling you yesterday about the wonderful time we had out at Bethany Presbyterian Church, and we got a lot of work done yesterday. I'll tell you, we're leaving on Thursday morning with the big rig, and it's loaded, and we've got a ministry going east, and it'll be emptied out, and then we'll start filling it up at five different churches. And I'll be telling you about that. And then we'll, after that's done, next Sunday night, why we will, that's after I'm making this broadcast, that'll actually be the 25th of October that I'm talking about. And we'll go up the next day on Monday and to the Fort Berth Hole Reservation. And it's an exciting new venture for us, and we'll be telling you about it. But let's get back in sequence now. The next thing on the program, I want to tell you about the loading. Our vehicle's one that we're counting on using that actually belongs to Brother Les Phipps, but he helps us a lot, and his big one-ton van that is acting up, and it was... And Jesse had the Dodge, and we didn't know we was going to have to do like we did, but we had to shuttle all the stuff out to Troutdale and put it on the big truck out there because we didn't have a driver handy, a licensed driver, and we abide by the laws. And so Jeff took this Dodge van that I'm driving, and amazing. What do you make, Jeff? Three trips out there with that? Three trips, and thought they needed some help, and we didn't know how, and I prayed and thought, and I thought of Brother Willie Harper, that old Athabascan Indian out of Alaska. We've been friends for a long time, but we haven't been in very close touch the last few years or since I've started over with First Nation Ministries, and I didn't know what he was doing and all about it, but I had no reason to worry about it. That brother is one of the happiest, law-abiding Christians that I've ever met. I mean God's law. And he's uneducated. He's an Indian out of Alaska, an Athabascan. And he came down here and he got a job driving trucks for Freightliner, delivering new trucks all across the country. And he did that for a number of years. And then I got him back there. I was still in the previous days, and we had those three 18-wheelers. And Willie and I did a lot of traveling together to Indian reservations. And I watched him. I've never seen him riled. I've never heard him say anything but praise. No complaints, and he lives very plain. In fact, he lives in his van, and he don't spend money, and he's not complaining, and he don't look for sympathy, and he don't advertise it. But I give him a phone call and said, "Would you be willing to come help us load a truck?" And he said, "Well, yes, be there in 20 minutes." And he showed up, and Jeff kind of was the ramrod, as hillbillies say. He saw to it, and he had it planned out on paper how to load it, because the stuff we're putting on there is going to first stop on that big truck is the Bible school. And we're excited about that because they're having their workers' conference, and there's going to be a lot of kids that went through that Bible school in years back, I'll be there, they're the alumni, and And that old Jeff Dieter, that boy that First Nation Ministries moved up to Alaska, the first, we took that big truck and went up there, old Mark Hufford and Dave Gowan and one other on there, another driver, but I'll think of it pretty soon. And they went up there and was praying. I didn't go along because I'd be in the way. But I'll tell you, they didn't have to chain up all the way to Alaska when we took that load up there. So I phoned him. He's an associate of First Nation Ministries. We moved him up there. He didn't have money enough. He put what he could in, but it didn't nearly cover the bill, and that was fine. God sent in the rest. And we used it and got him up there, and it's all settled, and he's working. I was checking in on him, and I got a message back on his phone and said, I'm gone temporarily, or words to that effect. And then the part said, if this is an emergency, I can be reached at 406 such and such a number. 406 is Montana. And then I realized he'd come down to that workers' conference, and I'll get to see him probably Thursday night. And it's going to be such a wonderful time to look on his old face, because he was once under a lot of stress last time I looked at him. But that's the way it goes. Well, before we do that, though, I've got a once-in-10-year check coming up down at the Adventist Medical Center. And I thank God for my doctor. I'll tell you, Randy Bulger is a brother in the Lord to this old preacher. And he treats me like I was his brother, and he takes care of me. And I eat 13 pills a day, but it's got my old blood pressure and my old cholesterol. And he brought me down from 212 pounds to 180, and it makes a difference, neighbor. And I'm feeling fine. But I'm not ready for a prize fight or anything. My good days physically are all gone. But they're going to check up on me, so pray that that'll all be all right. It'll be over time you hear this. And so that's the way it's going. And we're going to go down to Ron Mell's church. That's going to be the next thing that we do. And we're just so happy about that, and I'm going to give it to you in detail tomorrow, but I want you to know these Mell boys are wonderful boys. Their dad was Ron Mell Sr. that pastored Beaverton Four Square for years, and what a man of God that, and his good wife, the precious people. And I used to slip over there when I'd get a free Sunday and get a good spiritual feast, and he ministered to an old minister and was given stuff that was substance. It had substance to it, and I rejoiced in it. And then he listened to the broadcast, and we weren't closer than any personal. We shook hands a time or two, but he began to support me. And then I found out that he had published some of his books and some of the profit is making of that, and he's putting that into the missionary organization that I was part of, it just had started. And he passed away, and I've kind of lost track of them all, but I got a call from Ron Mell Jr. And he said, my mom and I were talking and remembered how Dad used to praise you and the work you was doing with the Indians, and we want to have a part. And my brothers got a little chapel, West Side Chapel, and he'd like you to come out there and speak. And so that's going to be the wonderful thing on Wednesday night the 21st, and I'm making this broadcast Tuesday morning, so that's just tomorrow night. Get that big 10-year heart check done this afternoon, and tomorrow get squared around, and we'll be in the evening, we will be over there at Westside Chapel having the service. And that's going to be a wonderful experience. And he came right out and told me, we want to be part of your ministry. We want to have, how can we help? Well, I told him the same thing I tell everyone else. First of all, we really need your prayers. And neighbor, if you get to praying for us, God will tell you what to do. And tune into the broadcast. Praise God. So I need your prayers. Lift us up to God. And God has never failed us. I want you to ask him for good roads. We don't want to have to put on chains. And it'll help us a lot because it's a lot of miles to go and time is short. So we're counting on your prayers. Let's pray right now. And would you bow your heads? And while we pray for each other, look to the Lord and search our own hearts. Dear Jesus, we ask thee, come and thy people bless. Lord, we need the blessing of God. And move us closer and show us, Lord, if anything in any of our lives is displeasing to thee, put your hand upon it. And Lord, we will be quick to follow. And we realize we never get to the place where we don't have to pay attention to keep our souls diligently. And remember what you've done and ask thee to keep on doing it. And that's why we're praying today, and we'll give thee the praise for it all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.